Now, here is what is absolutely critical, and I say this ad nauseum, but it's so important that you understand what is going on with your price point and make sure you have something, some offer of some kind in all of the following price points. This is going to be completely obvious when you hear what I say, and you will be able to identify with some part of this and wherever it lands. And I've noticed that most service-based businesses are missing either one or a couple of different parts of this, but it's very, very simple. I think that our services and offers as service-based people, and I come coming from personal training land and, you know, nutrition and having a lot of online courses and all those kinds of things, and large packages and products as well, coming from that perspective of understanding what actually gave me breathing room, you'll know what I'm about to say if you've heard my material before. There are, your categories and services will fit into one of three categories. Now, this is a very rough guide, so I am driving a car while I'm recording this, so you're about to hear the indicator go. So you will either be doing free or low paid things. You will be doing a medium kind of leveled service, somewhere between $50 and $150 a week or per service the person might pay you. And then you will have a higher level product, which means that you get paid probably a little bit more for your expertise and the result that you help the person get, not so much on an hourly, minute, time basis. So I call them low end, medium end, and high end. It's a very simple framework, but one of the critical things to make sure you last and you don't burn out is to make sure that you have offers in all of the following categories, or in all of the categories that I've just mentioned. You need some in the low or free, and they're kind of your lead magnet kind of things, or the trials that people would go on, or free seminars that I like to do, or free content that you put out on social media or whatever you do for free, or the conversations that you might have. But there's something that happens there with people. You know, that could be the marketing that you're doing of some kind, or it can also be the relationships that you've built over the years. If you've been in business for a few decades, people are going to know who you are, and really social media should just escalate at the speed of that, but sometimes it doesn't anyway. It's just a good idea to be good at what you do. But does that make sense? Please let me know any questions that you have about that. There's no line where you go from low end to medium and then to high. You can understand what I mean though when I say, you know, low end is, you know, I think anything that's free up to maybe $50, and then anything from 50 to 150 or whatever the hour service rate is that you charge, that's in the middle category. And then there's the high. So high in terms of my experience and my clients' experience in helping them with their businesses would be larger events, 12-week online VIP packages, larger 12-month programs that they might run with clients where they help them with their business or their life or their health, retreats, anything that you are really, really helping that person with some kind of outcome or enjoyment or experience, or, you know, there's a real trade-off. But you can see the difference in price point because it's four figures and above, but it's not necessarily that much work. It's more dependent upon either experience or your expertise. Please let me know if you have any questions about that. Please make sure that you have all of those offers. No, it doesn't mean that you have to offer all of those offers to everybody every time you speak, but if you don't have them available, people are not going to knock on your door and pay you for the thing. And I'm constantly astounded by the number of people that don't know just those simple facts. And so if you can take that into your business life, let me know how you go with that. Talk soon.